The Ticket.
Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios. Sports Talk 1050 WTK. The Ticket online at WTK.com. For all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. That's where your gear for game day and every day. That includes the Michigan baseball to the World Series t-shirts, the blue one, the gray one, the Omaha bound hat, and the poster. The hat and the blue t-shirt are already in. The gray t-shirt and the poster are supposed to be in maybe today. I'm waiting for the call to let me know that they are actually in stores, but they are available for pre-order at mden.com. You can also gear up for, say, any other sport on campus, including Michigan golf. And we'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But gear up for game day and every day with our friends from the And then in the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket. And why do I bring up the Michigan golf team? Because it is now my pleasure to introduce to you for the first time on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket, the new head coach for the Michigan men's golf program. Also basketball. Same SID. Probably why I slipped that one in there. New head coach for the Michigan men's golf program, Zach Barlow. Zach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm excited. It's great to be up in Ann Arbor. Couldn't be more excited to get to work, get on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, we are happy to have you here in Ann Arbor, and welcome to Ann Arbor. That's the official on-air welcome to town, and we are happy to have you here as we look to continue the development and growth of the Michigan men's golf program. And if you're ever, and have a half an hour here or there, and you just want to throw me a quick, pointer or two on the range, just let me know. I'm always open to receiving the tips. Jokes aside,
you got it.
Maybe not a joke, but so I appreciate that. Take everybody through your background a little bit. Explain, tell everyone about your career at Illinois, player, coach, and that kind of thing, and to catch us up to where Ward Manuel reached out and you started having those conversations to be the coach here.
So I played at Illinois for 5 years. Redshirted my first year. I was coming off of back surgery going into my collegiate playing career. Obviously played for Coach Small there at Illinois. Won 2 Big Ten championships as a player my junior and senior year. Turned professional for about 3.5-4 years. Played professionally on some mini tours. Always wanted to get back into coaching. In fact, the first time the Illinois assistant coach came open, it definitely hit me pretty hard. I'm still wanting to play for a living, but also, some things like that don't come along too often. And, it wasn't long after that, I think 10 or 11 months after that first time it came open, that it came open again, and I was all in. And couldn't wait to get my coaching career started. So I got the job with Coach Small, and I had been there for 5 years now. We won 5 more Big Ten championships while I was there as an assistant. Learned a lot. We had 2 Final Four appearances. Obviously learned a ton from Coach Small, both as a player and as a coach. And it was time to take that next step, and there was no better spot, no more perfect fit for me than the University of Michigan. It falls right in line with everything that I'm about. Very blue collar. I want to be an educator, and what better place to do it than the University of Michigan, with the school that they have, and the golf program obviously is going to be right up in that line soon, and we'll. We're going to work hard to get this thing turned around.
One of the things that Ward has done a really good job when he's had to hire coaches recently, in particular in the Olympic sports, using Hannah Nielsen with the women's lacrosse program as an example, is going out and finding former athletes that had really a high level of success as an athlete at the collegiate level, but then also as an assistant coach, having success and being on teams that won. So you've experienced winning as a player, you've experienced winning as a coach, and now you have an opportunity to build your own program in your own vision, but also taking those experiences with you. And so you bring all that winning as a player, as an assistant coach. Ward gives you that call. Take us through the process when Ward reached out, and you said you obviously that everything aligned for you. But when he reached out, was there a surprise from you? How excited were you to get that call, and how quickly did it all take to come together?
Yeah, I was excited. Maybe a little bit of a surprise. You never really are sure what schools think that you'll fit there or what schools are interested. And really, looking back now, I guess it was a little bit longer process than what I was feeling at the time. But they first reached out right after the Big Ten Championship, and had our first conversation with Lisa Savory, like I said, right after and right before regionals. And so we headed off to Myrtle Beach for the regional. We won the regional. Had another conversation with Lisa as I returned, and we set up a visit, an on-campus visit there after the NCAA championships. And, you know, I got up here after the NCAAs, and, I mean, the campus is unbelievable. Everything that's going on here at Michigan is first class. I was very, very impressed. And, you know, everything that you see online and read about, it's better once you get here. And it's kind of a different deal in golf because, you know, I didn't know a whole lot about campus until I got here, because in golf, you know, even when teams host, it's not necessarily on their campus. So you don't really get to see different campuses as you're coaching and playing golf. But I was blown away by everything that's going on here. And I know they're in phase two of a facilities upgrade, and it is unreal. And I couldn't get enough of it. And, you know, that it showed me the commitment by the Michigan athletics to their student athletes and the golf program. You know, we have a new short game facility going up now. I'm actually going out there today at 10 for a meeting to just kind of go over everything and see how it's progressing. And that's going to be great. That's going to be huge for the team and myself and the recruiting.
Great facilities, as you mentioned, over there with the team house and the driving range for the men's and women's programs. You mentioned the short game facility that's coming in. I was reading a little bit about that myself just the other day, and it's exciting to see those facilities coming in for the student athletes to continue to hone their craft and get better at their game. I'm assuming, because you've been in the Big Ten now for these last 5 years as a coach and beyond that as a player as well, that you've experienced a fair amount of these golf courses. What are your thoughts just in general on the U of M golf course now that it's your home course?
Oh, it's great. And you know, I think my mentality as a coach is, you know, you can get better at any course. And whether it's, you know, a gravel road with a rake and a shovel, if you truly want to get better, you can get better. And I think golf is such a mental game that, you know, you have to have that mentality no matter what course you get to play at. But the University of Michigan golf course is a huge asset to the program. And it's a great course. It's a lot of tough putts. The greens are big and very undulated, and I've been out on a couple holes. I haven't got to play the full 18 yet, but you know, I think as a whole, I'm really going to focus in on wedges and putting and lag putting, and this course falls right into line with that. And I know a lot of courses are, you know, kind of going, making it harder by adding length. I don't think you really need that. And, you know, I think this the university course here will be a perfect, perfect setup for what I'm all about as a coach and what I want my players to all be about.
Yeah, the course is plenty long as it is. I know it plays long for me, and I obviously don't hit the ball very far. You guys play from further back as it is. It plays fairly long, but as the saying goes, drive for show, putt for dough, or in this case, putt for championships. But it's not just putting anymore. It's what, 50 yards and in? If you can be 50 yards and in and put the ball tight, then you're going to take a lot of shots off of your game, right?
Absolutely. That's the name of the game. Can you chip and putt? Can you pitch and putt? You know, the confidence has to grow the closer you get to the hole. And yes, you have to get it in play off the tee, but I kind of look at your short game as an insurance policy. You know, it's you know, if something would happen to your house, you wouldn't just not have home insurance, right? I mean, it's the same way with your golf game. Your short game can bail you out of a lot of difficult situations, and you know, that's I've learned from the best. Obviously, and I'm looking forward to really, really narrowing down on focusing on that short game.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
We're talking to new Michigan men's golf coach, Zach Barlow, 10th coach in program history here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. So right off the jump, when you were talking to us, right off the in the beginning part of the press release, when they announced your hiring, you mentioned the, you know, going out there and hitting the recruiting trail. So I want you to take us through the, essentially, it's like the re-recruiting of your own team as you get to meet the players and then the recruiting trail. So let's start with having a chance to meet the current players, talk to them. Obviously, you get the job when school's out. So how does it work for you to get a chance to meet the guys that are currently on your roster?
In fact, I haven't met all of them face-to-face yet. Now, I did call them the first day that I got the job. I touched base with all of them. And I told them, you know, I want to start developing our relationship now. That way, when September 3rd comes around and the fall season comes around, we hit the ground running. And I think, you know, it's a lot for them as well. I'm obviously aware of that. And I want the transition to be as easy as possible for them. So it's just, you know, slowly but surely just learning more and more about what makes each of them tick, because that's my ultimate goal, is I have to get to know them down at their core. And I have to know what buttons to press and when to press them. And, you know, how, you know, some people play better when they're a little more, you know, I guess, high strung out on the golf course. And some people play better when they're a little more laid back out there. And that's the biggest thing that I'm going to have to learn, and learn quickly. And, you know, it's going to be trial and error for all of us, for them, for myself. But the thing is, we will build momentum throughout the year. And, you know, we will be better in the spring than we are in the fall. But that's every year. And that's the goal, is to continue to build momentum. Now it's not about, some people would use the word peak, and I don't think peak is the correct word. I just think build momentum is great, because you don't really peak in golf until 28, 30, 32, somewhere in there. But the goal for the guys is we got to continue to build momentum throughout the fall and then hit the championship season and really start to build it.
So you're telling me at 43 I've passed my peak. Great. I appreciate that. All right.
Well, maybe a little bit.
Probably. Not even just a little, probably. I'm guessing you would agree with this statement that golf may be, and it's hard to compare golf to other sports, obviously, but it may be the most individual of sports to coach, because everybody has their own unique swing, their own unique putting stroke, maybe their own unique grip, or they may have multiple grips, one for, you know, for swinging away and one for putting on the green. You talked about the mentality of how a player needs to be on the course. I don't think that there's a sport that you have to have such as individual per player as you do for golf.
No question. And, you know, that's the funny part about coaching golf, or the most interesting part about it, is you have to coach each player differently. And it is a very, very individual sport. But at the same time, you know, it's awesome as a team sport, because you have to look over at the other fairway and see your teammate and know that they're fighting for every possible stroke they can. And he's got to look back at you knowing the exact same thing. And that's kind of how the whole team aspect is brought into golf. And it's just, you want to get out there with your brothers and lock arms and know that every person on that team is fighting for every shot they can get. And that's when the beauty of it comes out, and the beauty of team golf. And as long as you know that you're doing it and other players are doing it, and there's some accountability there. And that's the biggest thing, is that I have to set the culture, and the culture really has to come out there on the course. It's got to be a positive, optimistic, accountable culture, and accountability being the biggest one. They have to hold themselves accountable while they're out there, and as do their teammates. And once everybody gets on the same page, watch what'll happen. I mean, it will be special.
All right, so I want to ask you about the team's summer schedule in a moment, but first, your summer schedule, now that you're in and you're starting to meet the players and talk to them on the phone, et cetera, your recruiting kind of schedule, the summer camp schedule, what does your summer in your first summer as the head coach for the Michigan men's golf team look like?
You know, I am, right now, I'm kind of putting one foot in front of the other. Actually, for the last 2 days, I was down in Indiana recruiting. I will leave here this evening. I will head over to the Western Junior in Chicago. Then I come back to Ann Arbor and recruit the Michigan AM. I'm still learning about the different recruits that had relationships here before and trying to get their schedule in order for me to go out and watch them play. Because obviously, a main one is Kevin Healy. I don't know a ton about Kevin yet. But he's coming in this year, and we're excited about his freshman year. And I want to get out and see him play and start developing that relationship as well. But as far as the team summer schedule, I think they're kind of all over the place. And, you know, I know Henry was down in Mexico and had a great event. I guess it was last week. I think maybe ended on Sunday. He played solid down there, eighth place. And everybody else, I know we got some U.S. amateur qualifiers coming up. We got the Michigan AM coming up. A lot of guys are playing in the Northern Amateur. And there's some guys here, you know, they're knocking out schoolwork this summer as well. I know several of them are in classes, but, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I need championship guys, not only on the golf course, but in the classroom as well. And there will be nothing that surpasses an education here at the University of Michigan, not even golf, not basketball, nothing. But at the same time, golf has to be a close second, and they have to want to get after it on the golf course and in the classroom.
All right, a couple more things before we let you go as we continue with Zach Barlow, the new men's coach, new coach for the Michigan men's golf team here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket online at WTK.com. How excited are you for an opportunity for things like your first game at the football stadium in the fall and all the different really fun things that we get to do here in Ann Arbor?
I'm pumped. I couldn't be more excited to get to the big house. Actually, a friend of mine sent me a Tom Brady jersey, so I can't wait to rock that there at the big house. And then obviously with the hiring of Juwan, I mean, that was awesome. I believe he was hired the day before my interview. So I'm on my way to Ann Arbor and watching how special of a press conference that was and what Michigan truly means to him. So I couldn't be more excited for his start as well. I mean, I think it'll be, you know, it's a changing of the guard. John was great for a long time, and I think Juwan will be awesome too. The football and basketball, I'm pumped about. And I know there's other sports here. You know, I know you mentioned Hannah earlier, and they have a great program, and obviously baseball is doing huge things. And I'm going to have to get down to the Den and get my shirt. I'm excited about it. They've got a lot of good things going on here at the University of Michigan, and I couldn't be more pumped to be a part of it.
The actual, like, I think the final turning point for the Michigan baseball season actually came against your alma mater in the sixth and seventh innings of the Big Ten tournament, and it was when the team kind of woke up. And from that moment to where we are now, that was kind of what kind of kicked them back into the form that they are in. So it was at the expense of your alma mater, but it was to the benefit of your new employer. So I know you've got a smile on your face. And looking forward, like all of us, to watch the Coach Bakich's boys play in the College World Series.
All right. I actually ran into the baseball assistant as I'm walking out the door, and he definitely made sure that I knew that.
There you go. Very cool. All right, and now here's the last one. I don't know if Tom prepared you or not. Tom Wyra, terrific SID for Michigan men's basketball, Michigan golf as well. But one of the things that we like to do, and it worked out perfectly to have you on the air with us this week, is the week of the majors, when we like to pick the brains of our coaches on campus. I talked to Jan Dowling a little bit about this yesterday after talking about her experience with the Arnold Palmer Cup and talking about her team. So now I have a chance to ask you the same question. What are your thoughts as we are on the opening day of the U.S. Open being played out of Pebble Beach Golf Links?
You know what? Pebble is such a special place. I was out when one of my teammates, Scott Langley, qualified to play out there. It's an unreal venue. And I think it's going to be very tough to beat. I love Tiger and everything that, you know, he's done and accomplished, but And the Masters was, I would have never picked him for the Masters either, to be honest with you. But I love when he's in contention. It makes everything that much better. But, man, Brooks is on a crazy good run. And I think his bad golf is better than everybody else's bad golf. And when a four-round tournament, you're going to get your bad golf a little bit every now and then. And I just think that's what separates him from everyone else. His bad shots aren't as far offline as everybody else's right now. And he would definitely be my pick this week.
That's a really good way to look at it. Whose bad golf can beat the other guy's bad golf? Of course, I know a lot about bad golf, so that's a really good way for me to look at it. So, all right. And the last one, I don't know if you're going to be in town, what your schedule is when it comes to recruiting and everything else, but are you going to have a chance to check out the brand new event that's coming to Detroit, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, later on this month?
I know. I heard about it yesterday. I didn't put two and two together until yesterday. I heard it on the radio. I am going to try to be in town for that. I would love to go over and support the event. And who knows? I'm not exactly sure yet if I'll be able to do that. I know with the Western Junior coming up and then the Michigan AM, it will be a little bit tough to get over there. But I will be around for sure, because I think the Michigan AM is just about an hour from here. I'm not sure if I'll full on make it over there yet or not.
It's great for the region to have golf back, a professional PGA event in the area. We used to have one up in the Grand Blanc area, a little north of here. And now to have one in the city of Detroit in Southeast Michigan is going to be absolutely awesome. I'm looking forward to going down there. Hopefully you can make it down there as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing the successes of your team out there on the golf course continuing really as the guys play this summer. But when you get them on campus in the fall, as you guys do some of those fall tournaments and things to get you guys warmed up, we'll talk to you in the fall or into the spring as you guys get ready to embark on your first full season as the head coach for the Michigan men's golf team. Coach Barlow, thanks for joining us on the show. I appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, and look forward to being back on.
Zach Barlow joins us here on the show, so thank you very much. And we're going to step aside, take a break. Miz and I come back on the other side of the break with more of the Michigan Insider here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.